is track 8 of the 1997 Braille Light 2000 User Guide. Continuing with section 15.6, the Braille Light as a speech synthesizer.
Volume. Control E, X, V, where X represents the volume from 01 to 16, 01 being the lowest volume. Pitch. Control E, X, P, where X represents a pitch from 01 to 63, 01 being the lowest pitch. Speech rate. Control E, X, E, where X represents a rate from 01 to 16, 01 being the slowest speech rate. Frequency. Control E, X, P, where X represents a tone from 01 to 25, 01 being the lowest tone. Punctuation level. Control E followed by A, M, S, or Z, where the letters represent all, most, some, or no punctuation, respectively. Index marker. Control F. Silence command. Control F. If you're working specifically with Lazy Engineering's Screen Access Program PC Master, you should enter speech box mode in a special way to ensure that all the telecommunications settings are set properly. Bring up the Speech Parameters menu with an AR sign chord, but then press a P chord. You'll hear Speech Box Mode on exit. You're now ready to interact with PC Master. Some status menu settings are changed to make PC Master and your Braille Light communicate better. When you exit Speech Box Mode, it'll be important to do so by the same method you entered it. In other words, press an AR sign chord and then P chord. Exiting Speech Box Mode in some other way may cause problems because the settings changed in the status menu won't revert to what they were before you entered Speech Box Mode to work with PC Master. The Braille Light's ability to perform as a portable speech synthesizer can come in handy if you have to interact with many computers or are on the road a lot and can't take extra equipment with you. Or you just can't take a PC apart to install an internal speech synthesizer. Now we're going to look at going in the opposite direction. Sending Braille Light output to your computer screen. You can have what you write in your Braille Light be displayed directly on your computer screen. That screen may be your PC screen, or it may be a Braille and Speak, or another Braille Light. To turn your Braille Light into a remote device, all the usual telecommunications settings previously described must match up, and cable requirements must be met. Press a 0 chord dot 356 chord on the Braille Light. It says remote. Write a dot 4 to send output directly to your computer screen. You'll hear ASCII. To turn off remote mode, turn off the Braille Light. Summary. We have certainly come a long way in this section. We suggest you review the steps outlined in those sections that meet your needs and not dwell on those that don't. Telecommunications can be wonderful, but the staggering array of possibilities can daunt even the hardiest among us. Take your time learning about telecommunications and use Appendix A, commonly asked questions, to help you when you get confused. Usually, telecommunications challenges arise from simply forgetting a step in the process. Once you've mastered the process, though, you'll definitely reap its rewards. Chapter 16, Running External Programs. In section 14.5, we saw how to load programs into your Braille Light to add even more flexibility to the machine. We showed you an example of such a program when we demonstrated how to load the financial calculator from our portable disk drive. New. You could just as easily load a program into your Braille light from your PC or from a bulletin board or even the internet using a modem. In fact, we at Blazy Engineering maintain a bulletin board and web page, not only so that we can share Blazy news with you, but also to provide you with another way to download any of our free programs that run on the Braille light. If you have a maintenance service contract with us, we are able to send you upgrades as file attachments via email. See Appendix A or look in your help file for the phone number of the BBS and the internet address for our website, or call us to see about service contact. News. One external program you'll definitely want to read about is the one that allows you to update your Braille light. We're always looking to improve and add to what your Braille light can be, so we upgrade its software periodically. Check out section 16.1 for details on how to update your unit. And if you're into foreign languages, check out section 16.2 where we discuss how you can turn your unit into a bilingual device. External programs for the Braille light must have extensions of BIN, BNS, CON, BIC, EXE, or SYS. Most have BNS extensions. You can review the details about how to load them into your Braille light by reading over section 14.5. In the present chapter, we focus on just two external programs, the update program and the foreign language update option. But the good news is, exciting external programs are being developed for the Braille light all the time. We hope you'll consider trying them out, and who knows, maybe you'll write one yourself to add to our ever-growing arsenal. A few notes before we start learning about the first program. From the Files menu, point directly to an external program by pressing .2 chords to move to the previous one in your files list, or by pressing .5 chords to move to the next one in your files list. For information about the external program to which you're pointing, press a TH sign .1456. After hearing a brief description of the program, you'll be back at the Files menu prompt, Enter File Command. To execute or run an external program, press an export. If the program can accept arguments, we'll get into what that means later, write an X instead of an X chord. Enter arguments in computer braille, separated by commas, and then press an E chord to run the program with your argument. Finally, if the program you want to run is being stored in the flash portion of your unit, you'll need to move the program file into RAM in order to run it. Program files stored in flash cannot be run from there. See section 6.12.7 for details on moving files between RAM and flash. These are all the things you need to know to get started. One, updating your Braille Light 2000. You can upgrade your Braille Light using a special program called BSTLENG.BNS that you load into your machine from disk. If you have a maintenance service contract with us, you can receive the update file as an attachment to email. Or, of course, there's always mail. That is to say, you can call us over the phone and order the update program to be sent to you on disk by mail. However you obtain the update files, updating your unit is relatively easy, but we encourage you to take some precautions before trying it. It's essential that you back up your existing files and programs to disk. Read over the relevant sections in Chapter 13 about file transfers to a PC, or the relevant sections in Chapter 14 about file transfers to a disk. using the portable disk drive. The update process will probably erase your existing data files and programs. So unless you really don't care about what's presently in your unit, back up everything you want to keep before proceeding. Once you've loaded the bstleng.bns program file into your BrailleLite, you may run the program just as you would any of our other external programs. Now let's walk through what you can expect to happen when you run the update program. The first thing you'll probably hear when you invoke the update program is, warning, this program should only be used to upgrade a BrailleLite 2000. Enter any key to continue or any chord to abort. If you press a chord, say an E chord, you'll hear aborted and find yourself back in the file you had last opened before running the update program, as if you hadn't run it at all. If you press a key without cording it, you should hear the BrailleLite say, warning, updating your machine may destroy all of your files. Do you want to update your machine? Enter wire N. We'll give you plenty of chances to back out of the process here. Even if you type a Y in response to this prompt, you'll once again get a confirmation message. Are you sure? Enter wire N. When you enter a Y at this point, your BrailleLite starts the update process and reports things to you along the way. You'll hear, ready to install your BrailleLite update. Even before your unit is tested and validated, a process which takes about 30 seconds, the BrailleLite warns you that the entire update process will take about 3 minutes. As it performs each step in the update process, the program reports what it's doing. So you'll hear something about superflash being detected, and then you'll be asked to choose a primary language option. Enter A for first language, B for second. See section 16.2 for details on this option. Whether or not you have a second language installed in your unit, you must answer the prompt. So go ahead and type an A to choose English as your primary language. At this point, the update program alerts you that the remainder of the update process will take about 2 more minutes. Listen carefully to the instructions it provides, because it's crucial you follow them to the letter. The update program reminds you that when you hear a continuous long tone, the update process will have been completed, and it will be safe to turn off your unit at that time. It also warns you that if you hear rapid beeps instead of a continuous long tone, the update will have failed, and you should call Blazy Engineering for help. Finally, you are warned very specifically not to do anything at all to your unit while the update is in progress. You'll know the update program has begun working because you'll hear progress click as it performs the update. Once the update process has been completed successfully and you hear the continuous long tone, turn off your unit. Don't be startled if, when you turn it on, you hear garbled text coming from your machine and or see garbled text on the Braille display. This happens on some units occasionally. Don't panic. Here's what you have to do to fix the problem. If you find that you hear garbled text from your unit's voice or see garbled text on the Braille display when you turn on your machine just after updating it, you must do a cold reset. As we warned you at the beginning of this section, data files are generally lost completely when you update, especially if you have to use these drastic measures. A cold reset will also change most settings in your status menu back to our factory default, so keep those in mind when you are forced to perform a cold reset. Through the entire reinitialization process of a cold reset, the BrailleLite prompts you twice to make sure you are answering each prompt the way you really want. Okay, let's begin. To invoke a cold reset, turn off your machine and then power up by pressing an I-chord simultaneously as you flip the rocker switch. The first thing you hear is initialize file system, enter wire in. If you respond with a Y, you hear, are you sure, enter wire in. Pressing a Y at this prompt causes the machine to say, system initialized. Initialize flash system, enter wire in. Answering Y to this produces another, are you sure, enter wire in. For sample purposes, we'll continue to answer with a Y. At this point, you hear, please wait, and eventually, flash initialize, as the update program reconfigures the flash memory in your machine. It's important to note that initializing flash means all files previously stored there will be erased permanently. So make sure they're backed up before you update your machine. The next prompt is about folders. Initialize folder system, enter wire in. Let's assume you do want this option, so again, write a Y. The Braille Light finishes processing this step and says, okay, Braille Light ready, help is open. Delete all data in your file area, enter wire in. It's best to answer with a Y at this prompt, so you resume working with a unit that is 15. When you write the Y, you'll get a confirmation with, are you sure, enter wire in. Writing another Y will cause your unit to start cleaning out all your old data, and you'll hear a series of progress clicks to let you know the process is working properly. Finally, you hear, Braille Light ready, help is open. By the way, your update program gets deleted when you do this cold reset, but if you were lucky enough not to require performing a cold reset after updating, the program is still on your machine. You'll probably want to delete it right away to avoid any confusion later. And besides, it does take up a bit of room you could use for your own programs and files. Once you've successfully updated your machine to the latest version, it's a good idea to read through the new version of the help file that is now on your unit, and to take a look at the file called update.txt or update.brl that should be included in your update package. Now we'll move on to the last external program of this section, the language option. Actually, once you've updated your unit to include a second language, the program itself resides in your unit's flash ROM, so you won't have to run it as you run the other external programs we've discussed so far in this chapter. You'll be able to flip instantly between the second language and your primary one with a simple command. Let's see how you can turn the Braille Light into a bilingual machine. Too bad we can't become bilingual so fast ourselves. Point 2, the bilingual Braille Light. At the time of this writing, the Braille Light can instantly learn over 14 languages, and there are more languages on the way. The machine can become bilingual in a matter of minutes, since it can hold two languages in its memory at any given time. The default language for the unit is, of course, English, but there's no reason why you couldn't make the default be something else, if you so chose. Each additional language costs $99. Call Lazy Engineering for the current list of available languages. The most popular ones include Spanish, French, and Japanese. As we said, you can run only two languages at a time in your unit, thus making it bilingual. You can even have several language program files on disk. When you want a different secondary language in your unit, you can transfer one of the language programs from disk to your unit and update your system to make that language the secondary language. Of course, this means running the update program for that particular language when you want to use it, But it is an option that lets you have more than one secondary language available to you. A language comes in the form of a program file that you run, like any other external program in your unit. Each language file is specific to the Braille Light or the Braille and Speak, so you must be clear about which version you want when ordering. Since Spanish is just about the most popular one, we'll walk through how to update your unit to run in this language. When you get the language program, notice that the name of the file reflects the language. In our example, BLTSPA.BNS. Load the program file into your Braille Light, using either our portable disk drive or a PC to transfer the file. Now let's see how to run the update program. Bring up the files menu and find the BSTSPA.BNS file with .4 code. Recall that pressing a TH sign should speak information about the program file to which you're pointing. However, in this case, pressing a TH sign yields something that sounds like gibberish. This is because the text of the information about this particular program file is in Spanish, and your poor Braille Light still only knows English right now. So its Spanish accent leaves a lot to be desired. Let's see if we can fix this by giving this English-speaking unit a crash course. Well, hopefully not crash as in computer crash. Here's how it works. From the files menu, still pointing to the BSTSPA.BNS file, press an X cord to run the update program. The Braille Light starts jabbering away in heavily English-accented Spanish, basically telling you the same things the normal update program tells you in English. See section 16.1 for details. Since the sound of this Spanish is somewhat mangled, due to the fact that the Braille Light is still using its English pronunciation tables for speaking the text, we suggest only those very familiar with Spanish attempt the installation. Otherwise, you might not answer the prompts correctly, as is the case with the update program. You must answer the prompts as they come up, and you must not touch the unit at all during its update process, which lasts about 3 minutes altogether. The significant difference in the wire in prompt is that in Spanish, these prompts are sí or no, meaning that you respond with an S for sí or yes, rather than a Y as you would for the English update program. One prompt asks you whether you want this language to be language A or language B. Up to now, language A has been English, and most of us will want to keep that as the primary language, so generally you'd respond to this prompt with a B, indicating that you want Spanish to be the secondary language in your unit. Assuming you answer all the prompts correctly and the update process runs smoothly, after 3 minutes or so, you should hear the long tone, which indicates the update was completed successfully. Depending on how you answered the prompt about which language bank is to hold the Spanish language, A or B, when you next turn on your unit, you may hear English or Spanish spoken. For sample purposes, we'll assume you told the Braille Light to put the Spanish language in language bank B. When you hear the long tone, just as with the English update program, you should turn off your unit, then turn it on again. Do this now, and let's see what we hear. If all went well, you should hear Braille Light ready, help is open, in English. Phew, that's good. At least we're still all talking the same language. Now, how do we bring up the Spanish language? Let's create a new file we'll call Practica, which is Spanish for practice. Narrator's note, Practica is P-R-A-C-T-I-C-A. Return to text. Get into the file in the usual way. Now press a key chord to bring up the parameters menu. At the enter parameter prompt, write an L. In the blink of an eye, the bell light switches into Spanish and reports the name of the currently open file, the fact that it has one page, and that it is a Braille file. That's it. From now on, any command you execute, and any text you write in this or any other file, result in Spanish speech, this time with a more realistic-sounding accent. The unit even recognizes the Braille accent marks for commonly used Spanish letters, like the N with a tilde over it. Dot 1T456, Enya. And pronounces them accurately. Assuming you're familiar with the Spanish language, go ahead and write some text now to play with this bilingual unit. Bring up the Files menu and run through its various options to see how the Braille light refers to things in Spanish. Although you'll find that translations of prompts and commands are not exact, and there are occasional glitches in grammar, for the most part, the unit has learned how to translate all your English Braille-light commands into Spanish quite well in a matter of a few minutes. And you can flip back and forth between the two languages in your machine simply by invoking the parameters menu again with a key chord and writing an L. The Braille-light then instantly switches back to English until the next time you do a key chord L. However, if you turn the unit off, the Braille light reverts to its primary language, in our case, English, and you need to do another key chord L to switch back to Spanish again. That's the update procedure for adding a second language to your unit. And this is the end of our chapter on external programs, although, as we mentioned at the outset of this chapter, there are many more external programs available than we had room to show you here. Make sure to call for details. Summary. Congratulations. You've done it. You've worked your way through this mammoth manual. We really tried hard to trim the fat, but we also made sure not to discard any of the real meat. By now, you really know your Braille light, don't you? Well, just in case you run into a snag, ahead are four appendices to help you, especially Appendix A, where we answer most of the questions we usually get. Nevertheless, always remember, we are here if you need our personal touch. Appendix A, commonly asked questions. By now, you are no doubt comfortable with the general operations of your Braille light. However, what if something goes wrong? So often, manuals tell you how to do things, but not how to fix them. What if you hit the wrong key during a procedure? What if you issue a command, then need to cancel it before it finishes doing something? What if, horror of horrors, your file disappears? And finally, what if any of these things happens at 3 o'clock in the morning when you really can't reach for the phone to get help? All these what-ifs are real possibilities whenever you have a computer. It's a simple fact of life. For most of us, though, reaching for the phone, even though it may mean a toll call, is easier and less scary than trying to deal with the problem ourselves. Our purpose in this appendix is to show you that many potentially devastating problems really aren't, that you just might be able to solve them yourself after all. And think how good you'll feel for having done so. We reached into our files for the most commonly asked questions of the technical support staff and list them here with possible solutions to try before panicking. Of course, we are here if you should really need us, but chances are when you call already having tried to solve the problem yourself, we won't have to walk you through the basics, and your phone will be smaller. We're not trying to discourage you from calling for help, and in fact, we invite your feedback. But we are confident that we can serve you better if you can first troubleshoot the problem yourself. Incidentally, the solution suggested below come directly from those of you brave enough to challenge the murky waters of troubleshooting. We commend you for helping all of us. And now, on to the question. Telecommunications questions. 1. How do I connect my Braille light to my brand name, printer, computer, or modem? You must connect the right cables and match telecommunications settings between your Braille light and the other device. We offer a wide range of cables which connect the Braille light to the most commonly used computers, printers, and modems. For example, there are cables for the PCXT and PCAP series of IBM PC incompatible, as well as cables for the Apple family of computers and printers. In addition, we offer the serial to parallel converter cable for use with parallel printers, although since your Braille light has a parallel cable, you won't need this particular converter to link your unit to a parallel printer. Refer to section 13.1 for general information and to appendix C for technical information about cables. The Braille light is preset with the most commonly used telecommunications settings. To see how they are set, check them out from the status menu. For a full discussion of these settings, see section 13.2. For a listing of the default settings, refer to appendix B. 2. I connect my cable to my modem. It fits, but I cannot communicate. The cable may fit, but you may need a null modem adapter to talk to the modem. 3. I am connected to my modem with a null modem adapter. When I try to communicate, I hear, waiting on serial device. Carrier detect must be changed. It is low and must be made high. Try AT ampersand C1 from a PC, then AT ampersand W to save the configuration. 4. My Braille light cable fits into my PC serial port, but it will not communicate. If the cable that comes with your Braille light fits into your port with no adapters, then you probably have it in the parallel port. Serial ports are usually male, so you'll need a gender adapter. 5. I hear file is full, and I'm hooked up to a computer, a bulletin board, with my modem, or a printer. If you're in a mode of duplex, where material is stored and or echoed back from the other device, and therefore appended to the end of your currently open file, you might run into a file is full error message. Turn off the serial port and check the file's contents, deleting any extraneous text. Also, it might help to change the duplex or echo feature of the device in question. 6. My Braille light doesn't speak the last character it received from the PC or bulletin board to which I'm connected with my modem. You need to set the interactive timeout parameter, normally set to 0 or off. Set this parameter from the status menu. Each device requires specific signals, for example, carriage returns and stasis, in order to speak data they have received from another device. Occasionally, the final signal sent from an external device is not what the Braille light needs to see. For these cases, the Braille light produces a signal of its own. The interactive timeout parameter sets the amount of time that the Braille light waits before generating the signal. Enter the status menu with an ST sign cord and write an X. You hear something like interactive timeout 0, which means off. You can change the length of time the Braille light waits before issuing your signal to speak the data it has received from 1 to 255 tenths of a second. So setting it to 10 means that the bell light waits 1 second before speaking data it has received. Internet connection questions. 1. What do I need to connect my bell light to the internet? First, you'll need to connect your bell light to an external modem through its serial port. The cable that comes with your unit should connect to most Hayes-compatible modems. Make sure the modem and bell light are talking at the same baud rate before trying to do anything else. Next, it's important to have the right telecommunications software in order to make the connection to the internet work smoothly. If you are already familiar with Blazy's product called BrailleTerm, or are using it successfully to connect your Braille light and modem for other types of services, it will also work for connections to the internet. The internet works best with VT100 emulation, so you'll need to set up your telecommunications package for that type of emulation, or you might try another package we offer called VTerm. Upload the software into your unit and run it from the Files menu or Options menu. See Chapter 13 for details on uploading external programs, and Chapter 16 for how to run them. Call Blazy Engineering for further information on how to obtain BrailleTerm and VTerm. 2. What kinds of files can I download to my Braille light from the internet? It's important you understand that the only program files that run on your unit are those which have been specifically written for the Braille light. Such program files end with a DNS extension. You'll be able to download text files into your unit as well, but files written for word processors like MS Word for Windows and even WordPerfect 5.1 and 6.0 for DOS won't be readable. If you do have text files, or say, an article from a website that you want to download, you'll be able to transfer them to your Braille light very easily, using one of the telecommunications programs we've mentioned above. However, if you want to download a group of files that is compressed into a single zipped file, in other words, a file with a ZIP extension, you'll need to uncompress them into your home directory on your internet provider's system with their file compression utility. Then you'll be able to transfer them into your unit one at a time, or as a group using wildcard characters, depending on how the files are named. Check with your service provider if you're unclear about how to zip and unzip files on their system. The Braille light does not have a file compression utility of its own. Printing questions. 1. When I try to print, my printer won't move to the next line. Add line feeds is off. If you turn this setting on, a line feed character is sent to the printer with every line that is printed. See section 15.1.2. 2. When I try to print, the Braille light says waiting on serial device. The printer is probably offline. Turn the printer online. If this doesn't work, connect a mini tester in between the Braille light and the printer. The mini tester comes with Blazy's interface kit. Call for more information. 3. When I try to print, the Braille light says OK, but nothing happens. First, check whether the telecommunications settings on both devices match. Check baud rate, parity, data bits, stop bits, and handshaking. Next, try turning on add line feed. Some printers need a line feed character with every line, or they'll refuse to cooperate. Next, check the pins in the serial port of both devices to see if they are bent or broken. 4. When I print either to a PC or a printer, I get garbage. mainly X's, T's, and at signs. Most likely baud rates don't match. Check the baud rate on both devices. 5. When I print, my document is missing characters. This is probably a handshaking problem. The Braille Light's handshaking may be different from the printer's. 6. I can't send or receive files from my disk drive, and I am properly connected to it. If I press a P chord, I don't hear the disk drive message before the prompt. Enter S to send or R to receive. And if I press an S chord from within my file, I hear storage device missing. Check that the disk drive is turned on. If turning it on does not solve the problem, then turn the Braille Light off and on again. 7. I'm connected to a computer or bulletin board through my modem, but on my Braille Light, I can't see the text I'm hearing from the other device on the Braille display. You probably have serial tracking turned off. If you move your display with the advanced bar, you'll see the text from the other device. However, if you'd like the display to move as information comes into your Braille Light from the other device, turn serial tracking on from the status menu. Bring up the status menu with an ST sign chord and press a T chord to jump to the setting. Write a Y. Exit the status menu with an E chord. From now on, information coming in from the other device will force the display to zap along too rapidly for you to read the information as it's being transmitted, but you'll know when the other device has stopped sending, because your display will stop moving. You'll be at approximately the last 18 characters worth of information the other device has sent. This setup is good if you're familiar with the menus on a bulletin board, for example, and only need to see the prompt that ends a long display of menu choices. 8. I'm connected to a computer or a bulletin board through a modem and have serial tracking turned on, so I can see and hear everything that's coming into the Braille Light. I can tell when the device has stopped sending because the display stops moving, and I see about the last 18 characters worth of text that's been transmitted. But on my Braille display, I can't see what I'm typing when I'm responding to a prompt from the computer or bulletin board. You probably have keyboard tracking turned off, so that the Braille display's cursor, .78, is not moving as you type. Bring up the status menu with an ST sign chord and jump to the setting with a K chord. Write a Y to turn on keyboard tracking. Exit the status menu with an E chord. From now on, what you type should be displayed as you write it. Since you also have serial tracking on, though, when information comes into your Braille Light from the other device, your Braille display will zap you to approximately the last 18 characters worth of information sent by the other device. If you don't want this to happen, but you still want to see what you're typing as you write, turn serial tracking off. Bring up the status menu and press a T chord to jump to the setting. Write an N and enter the status menu with an E chord. Now, you should be able to see what you're writing on the display and read information coming in from the other device by tapping the advance bar. 9. I'm connected to a computer or bulletin board through a modem, but whatever I type is doubled, even though information coming into my Braille Light is fine. Your telecommunications program and some modem lets you turn off echoing of your keystroke. You're actually not transmitting double characters to the other device. It's just that it thinks you want to see each character it got from you, and so it echoes it back. It'll probably be quicker and easier to turn off echoing from the Braille Light side than from the PC side of the lake. What you want to do is change your duplex to full. Enter the status menu with an ST sign cord and jump to the setting by writing a D. Then write an F to select full duplex. Exit the status menu with an E cord. From now on, what you type should look fine. Crash and recovery questions. 1. All of my files have become gibberish, and when I go into the files menu, the titles are incorrect. This rarely happens to our newer revisions, but this does sound like a crash. In other words, there may be something wrong with the unit, but it may be fixable. Try a warm reset. If that does not work, you must do a cold reset. The I-cord. You do a warm reset to return all Braille light settings to their default values, except for the battery timer and the voice configurations, and without loss of data. Voice configurations are retained, but your unit reverts to voice 1. When you press an FOR sign, cord, dots 123456 cord, the Braille light says, warm reset, please verify. When you press a second FOR sign cord, it says OK. Caution. Do not use the warm reset within another command or while data are being transmitted. You can also do a warm reset when you turn on the Braille light. To issue the command, turn off the Braille light. Then hold down all 7 Braille light keys as you turn on the power. Once power is on, continue to hold down the keys for about another second. Use the cold reset procedure only as a last resort. All settings are reset to their defaults, and all files you may have created, as well as their data, might be lost. For about 2 seconds, press an I cord as you turn on the power to the Braille light. You hear questions about initializing the system files, folders, and flash. Eventually, you hear the prompt, delete all data in file areas, enter wire N. If you answer yes, it says, are you sure, enter wire N, to force you to think. If you still answer yes, you hear beep, while the Braille light cleans up things. Your data is irrevocably lost. This process ensures that no one can recover your personal data. A good idea when exchanging your Braille light for an upgrade or a repaired machine. 2. When I turn on my Braille light, it gives the correct message, but every time I press a cord or any key, it either says safe or file is write protected. You may have write protected the currently open file and don't remember having done so. Get into the files menu and press an I cord to hear the status of the currently open file. If it is write protected, unprotected with a U cord. Or you may be in one-handed mode. Hold down dot 3 as you power on. If that still does not fix it, hold down all 7 keys when you power up to perform a warm reset. 3. When I hit a cord, the Braille light resets, saying Braille light ready. This rarely happens, but a warm reset easily fixes the problem. 4. My Braille light turned on and is dead. No warning. A warm reset easily fixes this problem, but it might mean that you've completely drained the built-in rechargeable battery. Use the Braille light AC adapter to plug it into an outlet and allow it to recharge. As long as you leave it plugged into an outlet, you should be able to use it without any problems. Once it's fully charged, in about 2 hours, you should be able to resume using it on battery power. 5. I have deleted a file, or portion of a file, accidentally. Is there any way to get it back? This depends on whether you've done anything since your deletion. If you have not created another file or performed another deletion, there is hope. Here are a couple of scenarios. First case. You've deleted text from the current cursor position to the end of the file. Recall that the clipboard is the trash can. The text you just deleted is there, or at least the first 4,096 characters of it. The rest of the text, if there was more than one Braille-like page worth of text, is in another place in the Braille-like memory. Remember our analogy to the binder. It's as if the Braille-like put the first page of the text he deleted into the clipboard and the rest of the pages at the back of the binder. To bring them back where they belong into your currently open file, first press an ING sign chord dot 346 chord. C. To copy the contents of the clipboard back into your currently open file, thus recovering the first page worth of text. Then, from the file's menu, write an FOR sign, dot 123456. The Braille-like says, recover file, enter wire end. Entering Y should recover the rest of the text into your currently open file. Go to the end of the file and check the location of the cursor, as well as how much room there is left. If you see numbers that don't make sense or unwanted text, it probably means that you've recovered extraneous text. Press dot 1 chord and dot 2-3 chord to move backward through the file until you find the text that should have been the end of the file. Delete from that point forward to eliminate this junk from your file. Second case. You've just deleted the last file in your files list. You can recover the file from the files menu using a similar procedure to the one just described, but you now have no file to fill with text. So the first step is to create a file with the appropriate number of pages you threw away. If you're not sure of this number, then start with a one-page file. You may have to keep making the file bigger a page at a time, and then performing the recover operation repeatedly until you have recovered the complete file. Suppose you have a two-page file called junk you've just deleted by mistake. When you move through your files list, it just isn't there. To start the recovery process, from the files menu, write a C to create a new file. Name the file anything you want. The file's name is irrelevant to the Braille-like. Just naming it the same name as the deleted file won't recover it. Go ahead and answer the usual prompts for creating a new file. You should now be in an empty open file. From the files menu, write an FOR sign, dot 123456. At the prompt, write a Y. You should recover the file, although you may have extraneous text to delete at its end. These are tricky maneuvers, but they may save important data for you. We suggest that you practice this procedure with a junk file before attempting it with real data. Braille translation questions. 1. I am using the Braille-like as a speech synthesizer. When I hit a key on my PC, I get the grade T equivalent, like D for D, can for C, etc. Speech box mode uses the clipboard as a buffer. Go into the clipboard and switch off the translator. 2. I am trying to use the Braille-like calendar alert feature. I pasted the date correctly, but I still don't hear the alert when I turn on the unit. If you entered the date in computer Braille, the translator in the calendar file must be off. If you pasted the date in grade 1 Braille, the translator must remain on in the calendar file. See whether the date is written in computer Braille or grade 1 Braille, and then make sure the translator is set to match. Also, see whether calendar check is on from the status menu. Thank you. display present. 1. My Braille display is vibrating on and off. Why? The charge on the Braille light's built-in battery could be low. If a warm reset does not fix the problem, use the AC adapter to plug in the Braille light and give it back some energy. You should probably go ahead and let it recharge anyways. But as long as you leave it plugged into an outlet, you should be able to use it without any problem. 2. A dot on my display does not come up, and I'm having a hard time reading text accurately as a result. The dot could have dirt clogged in it. It's important that you keep the Braille display as free from dirt as possible, and certainly food is off limits around the Braille display. You'd be surprised how easily a tiny speck of the powdered sugar from that Bavarian cream-filled donut you had for breakfast can get caught in the display. You may not notice anything special at first, but over time, if you're not careful, dots will start acting finicky. Call us if this happens, because you'll probably have to return the unit to us for repair. RAM and flash questions. 1. Can I load a file directly into flash memory? No. All files you transfer to your unit from another device must first come into the RAM portion of the machine. Then you can move them into flash if you want. From the files menu, while in all files mode, use the gh sign cord command. While in folder mode, use the gh sign cord to move a single file, or the gh sign to move a group of files. 2. When I go through my files list from within the files menu, I don't hear the numbers of the files I have stored in flash. How are files numbered when they're stored in flash? Due to the nature of flash memory, the files stored in flash get shuffled around quite a bit. For technical reasons, we decided to save you the confusion this might cause by not announcing their numbers. The lowest numbered file in flash will always be 128, since the RAM portion of your unit's memory can contain up to 127 files. Since the order in which files in flash are listed changes every time you delete a file or even when you read one, you'll find it easier to locate a file in flash either by using the O command from the files menu and actually typing the file's name and pressing an E chord to open it, or if you can't remember the file's exact name, you can always search your file's list with .4 chords and .1 chords or .6 chords and .3 chords and then press an O chord once you hear its name spoken. 3. I'm trying to move a small file into flash, but I get an error message that there isn't enough room in flash to fit the file. Yet, when I check the number of bytes 3 in my unit from the files menu using the F command, there appears to be plenty of room to accept the file I want to move into flash. One possible solution is to juggle some files around a bit. First, move the largest file currently stored in flash temporarily into RAM. Then move your small file into flash. Then return the large file you just moved into RAM back into flash. This procedure should shift things around enough so that your file fits into an available chunk of flash memory. Example. You have a file that's about 10K in size called little that you want to store in flash. When you check through space in your unit from the files menu with an F, you hear that you have 2000K in flash. But when you try to move little into flash, it doesn't fit. The largest file you currently have in flash is 70K and is called large. Move it into RAM temporarily using the gh sign cord command. Make sure you're in all files mode first. Now, move your little file into flat, using the same GH handheld command. This time, it fits it fine. At this point, you should also be able to return the large file you just temporarily moved into RAM back into flash. The reason this problem occurs is rather technical. What appears to be reported as enough free memory in flash may not be completely accessible at the time you're trying to move a file into flash, because the free space must be in contiguous 64K chunks in order to be accessible. Juggling files around usually solves the problem. 4. I just moved a big file from flash into RAM, and yet the unit still reports I have the same amount of flash memory now as I did before moving this big file out of flash. At the time of this writing, there is no defrag facility in your unit. Those familiar with this housekeeping utility in the MS-DOS environment will understand the term. One possible workaround might be to move a file bigger than 64K in size out of flash to free up a contiguous 64K chunk of memory. 5. I have an extra language program and want to store it in flash for later retrieval into RAM so I can update my unit to use that language. But when I try to move the program file into flash, I'm told it can't be done. At the time of this writing, you cannot move a file larger than 128K in size into flash. You can, however, move a text file that is larger than 128K, and you can move the spell checker into flash. In fact, the spell checker is the only program you can run from within flash at this time. Miscellaneous questions. 1. The OCORDK command gives the wrong answer. The calculation must be on a line by itself, with no other text. You must write it in computer braille, using dropped numbers and correct operator symbols, as though you were in the calculator. The braille light must be in line reading mode, not window or sentence mode. 2. I started to issue a command, like insert text or find text or a macro, but want to cancel the process. Abort with a Z chord. This command aborts almost any procedure. If, for example, you issue the insert command and change your mind, a Z chord prevents unintended insertion of text. In addition, a Z chord aborts the transmission of data and releases the handshake line in the event of a handshake hangup. If you issue a Z-chord from within the help file, you leave help and return to the file in which you were last working. 3. I don't hear anything when I press a backspace Z-chord. You might have duplex set to full or none. Go into the status menu or the parameters menu and change it to half. 4. The file names on the disk in my PC or my disk drive are not the same as the names of the files that I transmitted from my Braille light. You must use MS-DOS file naming conventions when naming Braille light files that you plan to send to a PC or to the external disk drive. We discussed this subject fully in Chapter 4. Briefly, the name of a file consists of a file name and extension separated by a period. The file name portion may contain up to 8 characters, and the extension up to 3 characters. You may not use spaces or wildcard characters, the asterisk and question mark, in a file name. You do not have to use extensions, but most MS-DOS files have them, especially program files. Suppose you have a file in your Braille light called phone book. Narrator's note, phone book is spelled P-H-O-N-E space B-O-O-K. You can check. When you send it to the PC, it truncates to phone boo, because DOS sees only the first 8 characters and eliminates the space character. Narrator's note, Bonvoo is spelled T-H-O-N-E-B-O-O, no spaces. You can't catch. So when you look for the file on the PC, written as your Braille light knows it, you won't find it. It is there, but it's called Phone Boo, not Phone Book. 5. How and when can I use wildcard characters in file names? You can use wildcard characters, the asterisk and the question mark, as part of file names and their extensions from the file's menu during most commands that prompt you to enter file name, deleting files, marking or unmarking files, getting file information, for example. The marking and unmarking process is available only in transmission of files with the Y modem or Kermit modem protocols. These transmission options are available for the disk drive, section 14.4.1, as well as for the serial port, section 15.5, with the T-code command from the file's menu. The asterisk and the question mark must be entered in computer Braille notation. .16 for the asterisk, .1456 for the question mark. The disk replaces either the file name or the extension portion as the name of a file. The question mark replaces individual characters in either the file name or extension portion of the name of the file. Also remember that the period must also be in computer Braille, .46. See Appendix D for a complete listing of computer Braille equivalents to the ASCII character set. Here are two examples. Suppose you have 5 files in your Braille light named Notes 1, Notes 2, etc., and you want to work with them as a group. At the Enter File Name prompt, you may write Notes, followed by a question mark, followed by an E-code. All files that start with the letters N-O-T-E-S are affected. Now suppose you have several files that all have the extension .brl. At the Enter File Name prompt, you may write *.brl, and then an E-code. All files having the .brl extension are affected. Of course, you may use the question mark more than once to affect groups of files, where only some of the characters are the same, and still use the asterisk for the file name or extension portion. For example, say you have a bunch of files where the file name portions are all different, but whose extensions all start with a B and have different ending characters. Let's say the extensions of these files represent Braille files for different states, and you're using the two-letter abbreviation for the states. Your files have names like customer.bme, vendor.bny, dealers.bfl. You can use the wildcard name *.b ?? to refer to this group of files. 6. I can't kill a file on my disk drive. When asked for the directory of files, the symbol <dir> appears after the file I can't erase. Why? It is not a file, it is a directory. While we won't get into a lengthy discussion of MS-DOS commands and their meanings here, we'll try to clarify the difference between a file and a directory. A file contains data you can access, for example, a letter, a spreadsheet, or a program you can run, a word processor or a database program, for example. A directory is a grouping of files. It may contain only data files or program files or both. While the grouping of files in a directory is somewhat arbitrary, most people tend to group their program files in different directories than their data files. When program files and data files are related in some way, for example, the program files generate the data file, Then the tendency is to group the data files generated by those particular program files in directories that are part of the directory that contains the program files. These are called subdirectories. Another way to picture it is this. Your disk is like a filing cabinet with drawers, directories, that contain folders, subdirectories. The folders contain envelopes, files. In most cases, floppy disks aren't divided for you into directories and subdirectories. But depending on the complexity of the program and data, files, on a disk, a person who is particular about keeping program files distinct from data files may create directories on a floppy disk. It's always a good idea to look closely at the contents of a disk when you first receive it. Who knows? Its contents might surprise you. But now you know how to figure it out. 7. My Braille-like voice sounds very flat, and it's not pausing smoothly at commas and periods when I read through my files. Somehow your voice inflection settings got turned off. Bring up the status menu with an ST sign chord and write an I. Then write a Y to turn on voice inflection. Exit the status menu with an E chord. From now on, your Braille light should talk normally again. 8. I'm seeing prompts and messages on my Braille display all in computer Braille instead of grade 1 Braille. Somehow, your grade 1 message setting got turned off. Bring up the status menu with an ST sign chord and press a G chord to jump to the settings. Write a Y to turn it on. Exit the status menu with an E chord. From now on, any messages or prompts the Braille light displays should appear in grade 1 Braille. Appendix B. Quick reference. Introduction. The Braille Light 2000 is a product of Blazy Engineering. This appendix is a listing by subject of all the commands for the Braille Light. It assumes that you're familiar with the concept and just need to remind yourself of the key sequence for a command. For details on when and how to use a particular command, see the appropriate section in the manual that discusses it. A section or command that is new from the previous edition of this manual is marked with an asterisk. Our complete address information is Blazy Engineering, 105 East Garrettsville Road, Forest Hill, Maryland, 21050. Narrative note, Garrettsville is spelled J-A-R-R-E-T-T-S-V-I-L-L-E. Intent text. Phone 410-893-9333. Fax 410-896-5040. BBS 410-893-8944. Email support@blazy.com. Website http://www.blazy.com. First, some preliminary information about your Braille Light. There are 768 kilobytes of RAM and 2 megabytes of flash memory in the Braille Light, and therefore a limit of 127 files in RAM and about 992 files in flash. The Braille Light page is 4,096 characters. There are about 185 free pages in the Braille Light in RAM. A single file may contain as many pages as desired, as long as that number does not exceed the 185-page limit. A line is defined as a block of text ending with a character term. A paragraph is defined as a block of text ending with three or more carriage returns, or two or more carriage return line feed pairs. Page format commands allow you to specify physical line length and page length when ready to transmit text to a printer or braille embosser. A cord refers to pressing down a space bar simultaneously with a braille character. For example, an E-cord means to press down the space bar simultaneously with dots 1 and 5. The phrase Y, N means that you should choose Y for yes or N for no. Unless otherwise specified, a braille number sign, dot 3456, is used only for clarity, and the number indicated should be written in dot or lowercase notation. For example, if you see a number sign followed by the letter A, which normally means the number 1, you should write a drop number 1 dot T. Spaces and command sequences are used only for readability. Speech parameters menu. Enter speech parameters menu, AR sign cord, dot, 245 cord. Exit speech parameters menu, saving current, setting, E cord or E. Note, the following commands are entered from within the speech parameters menu. Softer volume, dot 1. Louder volume, dot 4. Lower speed, dot 2. Faster speed, dot 5. Lower pitch, dot 3. Higher pitch, dot 6. Lower frequency, dot 2-3. Higher frequency, dot 5-6. Cycle among keyboard modes. Key echo, key click, silent key, spacebar. Toggle between speaking numbers as digits and as words. N. New. Speak status or punctuation setting. T. Do not announce any punctuation. V. Announce some punctuation. F. Announce most punctuation. M. Announce total punctuation, including spaces and control characters. T. New. Switch to previous or next voice, dot, 2-3 chord, or dot, 5-6 chord. Note, once a voice number is selected, configure speech parameters, such as volume, rate, pitch, tone, punctuation level, and announcement of numbers and keyboard mode. Exit speech parameters menu is E chord when voice is configured to your liking. Voice remains in effect until you select another voice configuration. A warm reset causes the unit to revert to voice 1 with factory default settings. But such a reset retains all other voice configurations you have established. However, voice configurations are lost altogether when you do a cold reset. Toggle enhanced speech box mode, on off. FOR sign, chord. Dot 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 chord. Block handshake. E. Line handshake. L. New. Toggle speech box mode on off. AR sign chord. S chord. Note. All serial input is broken but not stored in the unit. Press any key from the braille light keyboard or press Control X from the computer keyboard to silence the voice. Note, the following commands assume that speech box mode is on. They are used by a screen access program to alter the voice in the braille light when it is acting as a speech synthesizer. Volume, control E, X, V, where X represents a volume from 01 to 16, 01 being the lowest volume. Pitch, control E, X, P, where X represents a pitch from 01 to 63, 01 being the lowest pitch. Speech rate, control E, X, C, where X represents a rate from 01 to 16, 01 being the slowest speech rate. Frequency, control E, X, T, T, where X represents the tone from 01 to 25, 01 being the lowest tone. Punctuation level, control E, followed by A, M, S, or Z, where the letters represent all, most, some, or no punctuation, respectively. Index marker, control F. Silence command, control X. Toggle PC master, speech box mode, on off. AR sign chord, P chord. Bear display command. Move display right by up to 18 characters. Tap right end of advance bar. Move display left by up to 18 characters. Tap left end of advance bar. Note, the following commands refer to the advance bar of chords with dot combinations instead of the space bar. Toggle 8-dot braille on off. Drop 8 to the advance bar. Toggle control characters on off. T to the advance bar. Toggle braille display on off. D with advance bar. Toggle keyboard tracking on off. K with advance bar. Toggle end display on character tone on off. R with advance bar. Toggle speech on off. F with advance bar. Toggle stereo tracking on off. T with advance bar. Toggle cursor always visible on off. V with advance bar. Toggle word wrap on off. W with advance bar. Power up with braille display only. B with on off rocker switch. Power up with speech only. F with on off rocker switch. Scroll braille display. ER sign chord with speech off. Stop scrolling with any chord. Jump forward by one display at a time while scrolling. Spacebar. Scroll display faster. Dot 5. Scroll display slower. Dot 2. Scroll display manually a character at a time. Holding down advance bar. Scroll display right one character. Dot 6. Scroll display left one character. Dot 2. Note, speech does not have to be off. File command. Enter help file from any other file. Ph sign chord dot 1456 chord. Pressing the Z chord returns you to your previously opened file. New. Open a file whose number is known. O chord. Number. Where a number is a two-digit number between 00 and 99. You can have up to 127 files in RAM and 992 files in flash in your unit. Flip between last file opened before currently open file. O chord L or dot 1256 chord. Enter files menu. O chord F. Exit files menu, E or E chord. Note, the following commands all begin with O chord F. If wildcard characters are permitted, a W appears after the command. New. Bring up file command menu. Ph sign chord dot 1456 chord. Navigate through list of available files menu command, with dot 4 chord to move to the next command, dot 1 chord to move to the previous command, C chord to hear the command currently being pointed to, L chord to move to the beginning of the command list, dot 456 chord to move to the end of the command list. Once pointing to a command, invoke with an E chord. Pressing the Z cord kicks you out of File Command Menu and out of Files Menu itself, and back into Currently Open File. Pressing an invalid keystroke from within the File Command Menu returns you to the Files Menu prompt, Enter File Command. Each name and number of currently pointed to file. Z cord. Bell name is currently pointed to file. Dot. .25 cord. Each name of previous file in files list. Dot .1 cord. Include number of pages and grid to bell translator. Status. Each name of next file in files list. Dot .4 cord. Include number of pages and grid to bell translator status. Move. Sheet name of previous file without other file information. Dot record. Move. Sheet name of next file without other file information. Dot record. Move to top of files list. L cord. Move to end of files list. Dot 456 cord. Open an existing file. O. File name. C cord. New. Create file. C. C cord. Number of pages. C cord. Grade 2 Braille translation status. Note. Number is the number of Braille-like pages you want the file to contain. Pressing E cord without typing in a number creates a one-page file. Use only drop numbers. When choosing grade 2 translation, on or off, either press a Y or an N, or simply press an E cord to accept the default settings, which is grade 2 Braille translator on. Delete a file. D. File name, E cord. Wildcards permitted. Delete group of similarly named files. G. Wildcards permitted. List all files and number of free pages at end of list. L. Quick list of files. Q. Verbose list of files. V. New. Copy files list to clipboard. Record. Note. File list is retained in clipboard only until next clipboard-related activity takes place, such as inserting or deleting text. Tell name of currently open file, T. Tell complete information about currently open file, I cord. Include file name, Braille translator status, number of pages, date and time when last modified, number of bytes in file, write protect status. Tell date and time when currently open file was last modified. M cord. Tell size of currently open file. WH sign cord. Dot 156 cord. Write protect currently open file. P. Unprotect currently open file. U. Make currently open file bigger. B. Make currently open file smaller. S. Rename currently open file. R. Tell complete information for specified file. I. File name. C cord. Wildcard submitted. Include file name. Braille translator status. Number of pages. Date and time when last modified. Number of bytes in file. Write protect status. Tell date and time when specified file was last modified. M. File name, C cord. Wildcard permitted. Tell size of specified file. WH sign. File name, C cord. WH sign is dot 156. Wildcard permitted. New. Tell number of free pages remaining in RAM and free space remaining in flash memory. F. Recover currently open file. FOR sign, dot, 123456. Open. Currently pointed to file. Ocord. Delete pointed to file. Decord. Make pointed to file bigger. Decord. Make pointed to file smaller. Escord. Rename pointed to file. Rcord. Tell complete information of pointed to file. Rcord. Include file name, barrel translator status, number of pages, date and time when last modified, number of bytes in file, write protect status. Tell date and time when pointed to file was last modified. Mcord. Tell size of pointed to file. 38 sign cord. Dot. 156 cord. Execute external program. Xcord. Execute external program with argument. X. Argument. Cord. Move to next external program in files list. Dot. 5 cord. Move to previous external program in files list. Dot. 2 cord. New. Tell information about pointed to external program. PH sign. Dot. 1456. Move forward in files list with Braille display. Right end of advance bar. Move backward in files list with Braille display. Left end of advance bar. New. Enable or disable folder mode. Or all files mode. Spacebar. Folder mode must be active from within status menu in order for this command to work from within the files menu. While in folder mode, files can be viewed and moved to in their respective folders. While in all files mode, files can be acted upon in the normal way without regard to their folder locations. New. Note, the following commands work while folder mode is enabled from within the files menu. Once you are pointing to a particular folder, you can work with its files and view its files list, etc., using the usual files menu commands.
Continue in track 9, remove this cassette, change your 5 selector switch back, and insert tape number 2.